Dr. Halberger, excuse me, dictating a workman's comp note on Opalitle, O-P-A-L, last name L-I-T-T-L-E, workman's comp, and birth date 8/30/74, offices at 228/23. Patient seen in office following a fall on February 23rd. States that she tripped and fell. Handicap rail at ramp at work, fell forward, hitting head. His bruises taken to the hospital later by husband. After being seen here briefly for his bleeding from forehead, seen in Texas Emergency Hospital, given a Steri-Strip, got CT, and prescription and recommendations to take Motrin. Been seen today, states pain has decreased, states was 8 over 10 forehead and 7 over 10 in abdomen of a 4. States that she went to work last Thursday, stay home Friday, worked the past 2 days, having worked the past 2 days, now with retroorbital headache. Throbbing, worse on the left side, worse on the right. Review of symptoms, non-contributory, past medical history, uneventful social family history, works at Conroe Independent School District, Service Center. Vital signs. We're within normal limits. General appearance appears to be in mild distress, and I see yourself in short, soft tissue swelling, left forehead with in the upper orbital area. With face, trace edema, minor laceration to right forehead, healing with minimal gapping, tenderness to and slight swelling, nasal bridge, 1+ tenderness to lower postlateral neck with full range of motion, abdomen with a 2+ tenderness to lower abdomen with palpable, without palpable hematoma with massive ecchymosis present to lower abdomen. Back, otherwise within normal limits, heart rate rhythm without murmurs of gallop, lungs clear, auscultation, perscussion. Neurological, generally within normal limits, skin and extremities, all within normal limits. The patient had ultrasound of the abdomen here in the office without evidence of hematoma. The patient arrives with impression, false with head injury, with bank contusion, all with facial head injury, facial contusion, nasal injury, neck injury, contusion, adenoma with large ecchymosis. Patient was advised to continue Motrin 800 milligrams twice a day to work as tolerated with restrictions to follow up in a few days after getting imaging with facial series and C-spine x-rays ordered, as well as brain CAT scan of the brain without contrast. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.